This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 25th of March. Tasmania have all but secured the Sheffield Shield after ending the penultimate day of the final 434 runs ahead of Queensland, needing only a draw to take the title. The match did come to life briefly on the fourth day, as Ryan Harris took 4 wickets to help reduce the Tigers to 15 for 5 in their second innings. At that point they led by just 209 runs, after wrapping up the Queensland first innings for 225 in the morning. However, Alex Doolan began the fight back with Tim Payne, with James Faulkner then joining Payne to add 161 for the 7th wicket. Tasmania finally reached stumps on 240 for 7. Windward Islanders put in one of cricket's more emphatic performances on day 2 of their regional 4-day match against Barbados. Shane Shillingford took 4 wickets in the morning to help wrap up the home side's first innings with a pitiful 64 and give Windward Islanders a lead of 120 runs. That had been extended to 372 by stumps, as they closed in their second innings on 252 for 2. Openers Devon Smith and Tyrone Theophile added 170 prior to the latter's departure 9 short of his maiden century. Smith, though, remained at the end of the day on 123 not out. Combined campuses and colleges closed strongly on 174 for 4 in reply to Trinidad and Tobago's 406 for 9 declared. Skipper Carl Corbin led the way with 62. The home side had earlier extended their first innings from its overnight 285 for 5, as Stephen Catwaro completed his 50 and Yannick Kariah hit 43. Jamaica lead by 254 runs at the end of an action-packed second day against Leeward Islands at Sabina Park. The visitors had been able to post 108 in their first innings, and Nikita Miller ended with remarkable figures of 7 for 13 from 20.2 overs. The visitors then fought back through Hayden Walsh, who, playing his first game for almost a year, took 4 wickets as Jamaica closed on 153 for 9 in their second innings. The MCC were routed in their reply to Warwickshire's 561 for 6 declared on the second day of the Champion County match in Abu Dhabi. They had collapsed to 73 for 7 by stumps as Chris Wright took 4 wickets and only 3 of their batsmen reached double figures. Laurie Evans and Jim Troughton earlier completed their half centuries to allow the Bears to declare their first innings closed in the 151st over.